Welcome to your journey as a new follower of Jesus. Today, we're going to explore practical ways to live daily in the kingdom of God. We'll focus on Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 23, where Jesus explains why he speaks in parables. His words reveal the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven and show us how to align our lives with God's will. Let's dive in. The first thing we're going to look at is how to cultivate a heart that sees, hears, and understands. In verse number 16, it says, Jesus says, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Living in the kingdom of God starts with openness to God's truth. Let's make it actionable. Start each day with prayer and the word. Pray for understanding before reading scripture. Ask, "Lord, open my eyes to see and my ears to hear your truth." During your sermons or Bible studies, take notes. Write down one thing God is teaching you and how you can apply it to your everyday life. By doing this, you begin to cultivate a heart that sees, hears, and understands the Word of God. Next, protect the seed in your heart. Now, Jesus explains that the seed is the Word of God, but it's often snatched away, scorched, or choked. To live according to the kingdom, we must protect the Word in our hearts. How do you go about doing this? Number one, you gotta guard against distractions. Set aside undistracted time for devotions. No phones, no notifications, no friends, no TV. Set aside undistracted time for your devotions. The second thing you wanna do is you wanna meditate on the Word of God throughout the day. Meditating means to ponder it over and over again. It's one thing to memorize it. You can memorize a verse a week and then repeat it during your daily routine. How do you go about meditating it? You want to memorize it first, memorize one verse, and then meditate on that same verse throughout your day. I'll give you an example. In Isaiah 53 and 5, it says that by his stripes, we are healed. So how do you meditate? You go out the day, by his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. What are you doing? You're meditating and pondering it and saying it over and over again to yourself till you can literally see yourself being healed by the stripes of Jesus. The third thing you can do in order to cultivate or to protect the seed that's in your heart, you can address doubts quickly. If you struggle with a teaching, seek guidance from a pastor or a trusted mentor. You don't want to just sit there with those doubts. You want to get some insight as to what it is that you're struggling with so that you can get clarity. The next thing you can do to live a life according to the kingdom of God is persevere through challenges. Jesus warns that those with shallow roots shall fall during trials. A kingdom mindset requires perseverance. How do you persevere? You gotta anchor yourself in community. Join a small group where you can share hurt burdens and pray for each other. Another thing you could do to be able to persevere through challenges, celebrate small wins. Acknowledge God's faithfulness in overcoming even minor challenges. Gratitude builds resilience. I mean, it doesn't matter how small it is, whether you get an extra parking spot or you know that you thought a situation was going to turn out one way and it didn't turn out that way at all. You just begin to thank God and display your gratitude for even the seemingly small things. And those small things will begin to build you up, so that when you get more challenging things, you have resilience. The next thing you can do in order to persevere through challenges is you can lean on God's strength. When trials arise, declare Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What are you doing? You're not leaning on your own strength, but yet you're leaning on the strength that comes through Christ Jesus. The next thing you can do in order to live a life according to the kingdom, avoid the thorns of worldly distraction. This is a big one here. Jesus mentioned how the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, making it unfruitful. Let's live with kingdom priorities. The first kingdom priority is to simplify your life. Declutter both your schedule and possessions. Focus on what truly matters: God, family, and serving others. The next thing you can do to avoid thorns of worldly distraction is practice generosity. Regularly give your time, your talents, or resources to bless others. The next thing, you can set boundaries. This is a huge one. Setting boundaries, limit time spent or activities that distract you from God, like excessive social media or materialism. Even something that may be good may not necessarily be God. So you got to get before God and find out, God, what are some of the things that are cluttering up my life, and how help me to set boundaries. The next thing you can do in order to live a life according to the kingdom of God is bear fruit in good soil. Finally, Jesus describes the good soul as those who hear the word and understand it, producing abundant fruit. This is our goal. And what are some practical steps in order for you to bear fruit in good soil? Ask daily, how can I serve? Look for opportunities to show God's love, whether at work or at home or in your community. The next thing you can do in order to bear fruit in good soil is share the gospel. Be intentional about telling others what Jesus is doing in your life. And the next thing is seek growth. Stay teachable, attend workshops, read books, seek mentors to deepen your walk with God. Jesus said that many prophets and righteous men long to see and hear what we've been given. Let's not take it for granted. As we cultivate good soil, protect the seed, and persevere, God will produce an abundant harvest through us. Let's pray together. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray together, and we're going to commit to living out these truths. Live according to the kingdom of God today. Blessed are your eyes and ears, for they see and hear.